weeks ago we were together with Rabbi Bacon, Rabbi Kalinsky, and Rabbi Diamond discuss the accommodations we could make for a more effective learning in June. And as you know, as the Rebellion presented already, Rabbi Kalinsky and Rabbi Bacon, Rabbi Diamond have worked very hard to provide various accommodations to make life easier. When Rabbi Diamond asked me to discuss it in my own shir, I found that I was tongue-tied. I couldn't give it full expression. And when I was thinking about it, so I felt very uncomfortable. Selling Torah in this way, that there'll be parking, Baruch Hashem, there'll be food to eat. I felt that undermines the Rebbeinu Shel Torah. And even though it's good and it's right, and it's the right thing to do, to make the June Zman a more serious limud and a more serious Beis HaMedrash. But we have to realize that that it's bizarre to sell Torah by having parking spaces, even though I am nichshol in the same way. I would also find it very troublesome to come in and not have a parking spot. I remember that many years ago I heard from Rabbi Wine that he was visited by Rav Kahaneman, the Ponemezher Rosh Yeshiva, to come to Florida then to raise money for yeshiva, for the yeshiva. And while he was speaking with Rabbi Wine, he received a telegram from Bnei Brak, and the boys, the Talmidim, were upset with the food in the yeshiva. And they gave him my madnafesh, and they said they're going on strike. Going on strike in Ponevish means you only learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos. They're going on strike. So Kahneman reads the telegram, and he says to Rabbi Wein, what we would have given in Europe to have the food that the boys had in Bnei Brak. Then he caught himself and he said, but times are different and we can't compare ourselves to Dervis that are that long ago. I'm going to be finishing the perek soon with the sugi of Ashei Samayim. Halach is Ashei Samayim Litzimoyim makes a bracha. Person is drinking flavorless water. So that Tzimoyim, if he's thirsty, makes a bracha. And Chazal explained to us that the Navi says, Hoy kol tzomi luchu l'mayim. In ein mayim l'tayra. So Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita, when he discusses this, he says that this too is part of Limud HaTorah. He has to learn Torah b'tzimoyim. Person who wants to grow in learning, wants to accomplish in learning, has to be a tzimoyim, has to be a ravishing thirst to learn another Mishnah, another Amud Gemara, another Rashba, another Rambam, another Magen Avraham, another Chiddush, another Ha'ara. The Medrash Nazinu says that Talmidei Chachamim are compared to Dogim Shebiyom, because when it starts to rain, so the drops of water come down and the fish come to the surface to grab the water. That's Talmidei Chachamim who try to grab every drop. So the story is told, I think, Rav Gifter, it's told Rav Gifter, I saw recently it's rewritten by Chaim Kanievsky as well, that somebody came the Rosh Yeshiva and said that he has an aquarium at home, and he has fish there. And when he feeds them, they don't come to the surface. They don't come to the... So what's the Medrash talking about? So Rosh Yeshiva answered that the differences with the fish in the aquarium are in the young. It's true that a fish that's in a small aquarium doesn't have so much water around, so it doesn't have its simoin for water. But if it's in the yam, and it sees the rachvus hayam, so that's what Chazal was saying. That's what the bria is. That those fish come up for more water. You have a person who's in a Beis HaMedrash, and he's surrounded by young Talmidei Chachamim, and he's surrounded by an excitement, a fire of learning, and he has his Rebbeim close by, so he has a tzimoin, he has a thirst to learn. Because he sees the breadth of learning, he sees the depth, he sees what one can accomplish, he sees how one could grow. Many years ago, a Rebbe once came to me that he had a Talmud who didn't show up, and he didn't know how he could give him a good grade. If he wouldn't give him a good grade, his future was somewhat scarred. So I said, I'm not in the position to know what to do, to tell you what to do. But I can tell you what I'm thinking. I think the worst consequence of not learning, this Talmud already has, is a blood in Amoritz. It's going to be Namoritz. Getting a grade or not is such a minuscule concern. A person who would remain in Namoritz, a person who wouldn't accomplish learning. A person has to have a tzimoin to be oyle, to grow in learning. A person has to have a person who wants to be successful. As Rabbi Moshe Shturmach was saying, Hashem said, "Maim letzimoyim, Talmidei Chachamim nimshol ledogim shemiyam." Chafetz Chaim writes in Beis Yisrael that a Jew has to have two tracks of learning. We say in davening. We'll say in a few minutes. Lech b'chav aderech, b'shav b'kumecha. So Chafetz Chaim says a Jew has to have two tracks of learning. He has to have his kviyus. And the kviyus has to be, Chafetz Chaim writes in very strong terms, an unyielding and unbending kviyus. And then he has to have a default. He has to have a seder that he's advancing each one kviya cholzei, each one wherever they're holding. But he's putting his efforts, and that is an uncompromising seder. And then he's another seder. Then whatever, there's something not happening. It's supposed to happen. Say he has a Seder in Mishnah, a Seder in Daf, a Seder in Sefer Musar, a Seder in Mishnah Berurah. He has a Tzimoyin. The two ways that we express our thirst to accomplish. One is by putting our melos, our best efforts in, and trying so hard to keep that kviyus, that zman, those starim without exception. And then by having an unbridled thirst to accomplish more. I have a few minutes, I can have a halach, I can have a posuk, a rashi. So how do we work on the midah of tzimoy? What's the avoidah? So the chavrut comes from being misboinik. It comes from reflecting. What are we accomplishing? In addition, so of course, being engaged in chokhmas aleikim, the dvar aleikim, the dvar Hashem, which is ein l'shar ein l'tar. You can't. There's nothing that can match. But El Kinyani Atayra, a person who has a tzimoin for learning, has a tzimoin to become an elegant person, a person of remarkable midas, a person of patience, a person who's always being mevakesh, a person who knows how to listen to a chavrusa with patience, a person who's mistapik with less, a person who has a tzimon, he has a shifa. He wants to grow, he wants to become. He's mizboinein about the different ways that one does mitzvahs. Based on medicine case of Mavarachin. Our brachas are different. Like Michus Yom Mishanim, you learn case of Mavarachin, your bracha is a different bracha. It has to be. Shem of Malchus, Akar Satoim, Yerushemayim, Oyv Lassi Yosan, Hanom in Oilom, the Midvar writes. It's a different kind of Hanom in Oilom. It's Hanom only Acher Bracha. But the whole essence of a bracha, the umkus of a bracha, the mayor bracha, is a different phenomena. And the ongoing chazara, every time a person has a nom and oilam, not every time, but not malachim, but it's very often, you might go back to a sugya gemara, to the mindfulness in terms of the avodas Hashem that you accomplish, the shlit and the yetzirah. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Tera Tavlin. Sasemis writes in one of the Shambashuvah Drashas, he writes that a person who has the ability to, and the excitement about learning, he never becomes burnt out. Achman al-Tzlan, one sees people who, it's hard for them sometimes to maintain the cheshek, the excitement for a davening, for Shemoneh Esrei, the excitement for a mitzvah, excitement for the Seder, sometimes you see it. So a person, Rachman al-Islam, he gets exhausted, things are going on in his life, Rachman al-Islam is Yisurin, Rachman al-Islam he has a busy, busy life, and he becomes a distractor. But if he's shoku and learning, so Hashemah says he will always be able to be madlik. He will always be able to restart. That's a remarkable thing. That when Zavodas Hashem will always have that passion. That's be misboinein. Misboinein that Pikudi Hashem Yishor Misamchei Leiv. I often recall that this goes back many, many years, and was at a siyum, and the person making the siyum, his children had come back from Eretz Yisrael, his daughter had come back from Eretz Yisrael, and that was the time when people in Eretz Yisrael, and they flipped out, and came from our neighborhood, and it wasn't so common at that time. This goes back probably 30 years, even longer. Cheshek v'Torah wasn't the same, Baruch Hashem, as it is now. And the friends of the person who's being Messiah were shtachim him that he now has a daughter, only wants to marry a guy who's going to be learning for a long time. That wasn't the plan before she flipped out. So Rav Friedler used to be the Rashiv at the Breuer's Rashiv in Toronto. So he was there. And he heard the conversation. So when he got to speak, he said, I want you to understand that in the context of when a young woman marries a Talmud Chacham, in our context, it's us. It's everybody's here now. Here learning Night Seder. And it's already in Adar Sheni. There are many burnouts in the all across the world right now. Some yeshivas are already closed already because the Yom Tov Sheni didn't have a Beinus Manim. So we had a Beinus Manim in January, so we have the Koyche still to keep on going. So El Vator become dependent on us as yeshivas closed down. Chodesh Nisan, so we're the ones who have to be responsible for Kiyum Olam. Till every Yom Tov. So he said that a Talmud Chacham, a guy who's in learning, shoku in learning, he always is able to find simcha in his life. Pikudei Hashem Yishor Misamchei Leiv. Something is upsetting, things happen, gets him down. Same with the opening of the Gemara, and it evokes, it brings him back, brings his life back, brings Simcha back. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to describe what Matana Teva Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So that's l'chaira the different forms of his boyness that a person has to have in order to come to the midah of tzimoin. The midah of tzimoin that with that one is mis'al and one's learning. Shaysa mayim l'tzimoin. The misboinein in the elegant life that a person leads. When he's shaylait on the Yetzer Hara, when he's oilin in his midas tayves. Take the heart, the mindfulness that comes to shmiras ha-mitzvahs, the omkus, the person who's matzliach alamdus, the clarity of thought and the penetrating and always finding and understanding that there's a greater omkus in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Always being able to be mavlik, even if a person gets exhausted in his ruchnius. A person always having a simcha that's korv liboy. So a person is misboyin in this. So the tzivoyin has to grow and grow and grow to become more accomplished, to become greater amkonim, greater lamdonim. Rechaim HaKadosh says towards the end of the Devarim, in Toivel HaToiv Hoyu Bnei Odom Yoidin U'margishim B'msikus U'marvevus Tuma Teira. If people would appreciate what we spoke about in the last 15 minutes, Hoyu Mishtagim, they would go crazy. U'maslatim Acharel, and they would become fired up to achieve a learning. Any material accomplishment would be considered negligible to what it means to become accomplished in learning, to become a Talmud Chacham. This is, again, as the month begins to wind down, we were Baruch Hashem several weeks ago. But to be misvoinig and to create and to strengthen the tzimoin to learn, so that will give us such a great cheshek, and will continue to build all of you to become a great talmid chachamim, to always have the simchas haTorah together with you.